Kia ora te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. Ko te kahukura points and tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahunga Nungai Tūhoe te whakatohea hoki, and this is the podcast where you come to if you want to learn about healing your money mindset, you want to learn about scaling your business, you want to learn about investing in yourself and becoming the highest version of yourself. I am so excited for today's podcast episode because I've had a lot of questions about this exact pātai that I'm going to be answering today, and this is how to scale your business to $10,000 every month. Okay, so before we get started, of course, the Māori Millionaire disclaimer, none of the information provided is financial advice, but I've got a copy of the full disclaimer in the description below. But now that we've got the important stuff out of the way, let's just get into it because I don't want to waste any time because this is an important episode that I know so many of you will literally change your lives. To be able to earn $10,000 a month on your business, this will change, you know, your whānau. This will change the things that you're able to do. This will change the access to the healthcare, the support, just your life will change. And I know this will only be the beginning for many of you. So when you hit 10K, it's like, okay, now we're going to hit 20K. Now we're going to hit 30K. It's like from there, it just grows. But getting to that first step of like, how do we get to 10K? And maybe for some of you listening, you haven't started your business yet. And it's like, okay, how are we going to get to 5K? The things that I talk about today are going to be relevant for you. So if you're wanting to increase the income within your business, this podcast episode will support you to be able to do that. So as I said, I don't want to waste much time because this stuff is important. So before we get into it, I did actually just want to throw a special mention out there for Brown Business Besties, which is my new community. Oh my gosh, I'm literally so excited for this. This is going to change lives. So Brown Business Besties, if you haven't already seen it, is my new group coaching offer. As you all know, my one-on-one money mindset coaching is fully booked. There are no more spots there for you to be able to be coached one-on-one with me. But within Brown Business Besties, you get the opportunity to be coached, to be mentored from me. So there are a couple of different options in there. There's a VIP option and a normal option. But basically in the normal option, you get 2 monthly calls. So twice a month, we have a group coaching call where you get to bring forward any questions, any difficulties you're going through within your business, and I'll be able to share my experiences, my business knowledge on these specific topics for you. A lot of what business owners go through are the same struggles, so you'll also be able to learn from the questions that other people have. Alongside the group coaching calls that you get, you also get access to the group chats. So the group chats are with the other people within this community so that you can connect and collaborate with those. Your network in business, honestly, is your net worth. The more people you know, the better the relationships you have, the better you're going to feel, the more supported you're going to be. Like, it's just going to change the game for you. Alongside those two things, if you haven't already done Te Tiriti Haukura, you also get access to Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week money mindset, business, and investing program. This is all self-paced, so you can watch the videos of that, like, alongside doing the program. But honestly, I'm so excited for this. So that's just the normal package. The VIP package, you actually get one-on-one coaching from me. So there's a monthly call with me, one-on-one, where we get to dive deep into your business, your specific challenges, your specific strategies that you want me to support you in. And you also get voice note coaching. So voice note coaching, hear me out, right? Think about how incredible this would be. You literally get to just send me a voice message. You get to send me a voice message and I get to share with you my experiences, my coaching, my expertise on whatever you're going through, and I get to support you and help you through it. Imagine having something come up in your day and you can just send me a voice message and I get to support you. That's what you get in the VIP section of Brown Business Besties. Anyways, that is enough going on about those things because I know you're here to learn about how to scale your business to 10K months, and I'm going to teach you some of the things that you can do. So firstly, as I always say, it's 80% mindset, it's only 20% strategy. It is so important that you have the mindset, that you have the energetics correct, and you are actually a match for $10,000 months. If you're playing into scarcity and you're second guessing every step that you make, and you're like in this like worrying nature, like, oh my gosh, I need $10,000. I need to do this because I need to do this. You're not going to get it. I've been there before where I've had this like clingy nature to money. It's just like, actually, this is funny. It's just like a relationship. If you're so clingy with your boyfriend and you're like, oh my gosh, like stay here, like don't go out, don't like, don't hug your girl cousins, like, oh my gosh, you just need to stay next to me, like I can't trust you, like chances are they're probably going to be doing something, you know. It's like, when you can actually trust someone, chances are they're going to behave better. And so the same goes when it comes to money. If you can actually literally trust money, that money will show up for you and that you will 100% be okay no matter the outcome, that will change things. So this is a huge mindset shift that I want you guys to all do. And it's like asking yourself what you actually need in life. Because for a long time in business, I thought I need to be hitting this amount because I need to be paying my bills. I need to be doing X, Y, and Z. And it's like, actually think about it. You don't need anything. Like, I used to think, no, I need this because I need to pay my rent and I need this because I need to do this. And it's like, actually, are you going to die if you can't pay things? Like, obviously, yes, you want to be able to put Kai on the table. Obviously, you want to be doing things. But it's like, your worst case scenario in business, if you don't hit a certain target, is that you have to just do what everyone else is doing and go and get a job. Or go to Wins and ask for support. You don't need anything. You desire it, but you don't need anything. And I know this is like, it's a hard thing to process because I was like, what the hell? This doesn't make sense. But it actually does. You don't need anything. And as soon as you can release that like neediness from money, that neediness that you have to have what you want, everything starts to shift. And as soon as it shifts from a need to a desire to something that's nice to have, things will start shifting for you. So that's the first mindset thing I want you to kind of process. And just have a think about it. Like, what do you actually need? You don't need anything. Like, yes, you need to eat food to live. You need some water. But like beyond that, what else do you actually need to live? Have a think about that. Obviously, if you've got kids and things, it's different. But it's like, even that, it's like, there is, you can go to Wins and ask for a food grant. Like, if you really needed to, you know? So shifting from that need to the want is huge, and it will just help you support you in business. Okay, that's the first thing when it comes to your mindset. The next thing is I see so many people, they're like sitting at that 5K a month in their business and they want to elevate to 10K a month, but they're so busy trying to cut costs everywhere. They're like, oh no, I don't want to pay for a subscription because like that's $20 a month that I could be saving and putting towards like saving. And it's like, saving for what? What are you saving for? Like, seriously, like money, it's just like food. Like if you just leave it there, sitting there, like eventually it's going to start rotting and you can't eat it anymore. It's like the same goes with money. Money is supposed to be spent. It's not supposed to just sit there and be hoarded away in your bank account. Obviously, there is always important things to have there. You should, you know, have your, I call it a success fund, not an emergency fund anymore, because it's just so important to focus on what words and what kupu you use to describe things. So I call it a success fund. But like, obviously you want to have your backup money there. But like beyond that, like what's the point in actually just having like thousands and thousands of dollars sitting in your account? Like what does it actually do for you? So it's like, if you have money there, investing it will allow you to make more money. It's like, a lot of the time I actually don't have much money sitting in my bank account because I'm always consistently investing. I was just adding up today, which is ridiculous. I have spent almost $40,000 on coaches and mentors this month. Oh, sorry, not this month, this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is insane. But it's because like, I don't just let my money just sit there. Like, every single coach that I have invested in has allowed me to increase my income. And it's like, I will continue to do that. I made another investment yesterday and I'm like, I'm so grateful I have the money to do this. But it's like, money just sitting there doesn't do anything. It doesn't actually help you. Like, what? Like, the only thing it actually does is make you feel safe. And it's like, if you can feel safety without having money, it's like you don't need any external things to prove to you that you are safe, because you are safe. Everything that you need in life is already within you. Like, obviously you need food and water and blah, blah, blah. But like, I want you to start believing in yourself, start trusting in the universe, start actually knowing that you have what it takes to achieve your goals and your dreams. Because when you're sitting in this like worrying space of like, oh my gosh, I need to cut my costs, I need to like decrease what I'm spending, like obviously, and here's the line, it's like, if you're spending money on things that aren't helping you, that are actually dumb, that are actually not supporting your business, then cut that out. Like, seriously, like that is bad. You should not be spending money on things that aren't helping you grow. And I've done that too. Like, I've had to make hard decisions with like people doing mahi for me, or like or subscriptions that I'm using, if I'm not using them, cancel them, because otherwise you literally are wasting your money. Money is, you like, it is only helpful if you spend it on things that actually support you. Just like vaping, like, you know, vaping literally did nothing good for me, like absolutely nothing. So I had to cut that out because it wasn't helping me to achieve the life I wanted. So instead of focusing on like where you can cut costs and where you can stop doing that, like focus on where you can make money. Like, come on, like cutting costs isn't going to help you to make more money. Okay. The next mindset shift I want you to have is be incredibly mindful of what ideas and thoughts you are entertaining. So a lot of the time, especially as Māori, like if our whānau or our friends aren't doing well when it comes to money, sometimes they can project the beliefs that they have about money. So say, for example, like your friend has just lost their job and they're struggling with money, and they're going to project this energy of like worry and fear about money onto you, and you start holding that as your own beliefs, that is going to interfere with your business, okay? I get it. When you're surrounded by people that aren't on the same wavelength of like in business, in entrepreneurship, and the success mindset and the gratitude mindset, it's like that stuff is hard to hear because it's you get confused, like what ideas are theirs and what ideas are mine. And so I want you to catch whatever things that you are thinking that pop into your mind, any scarcity beliefs, and actually ask yourself, is this something that I actually believe is true? Because a lot of the time it's not. Your subconscious mind is where most of the beliefs and the ideas that you think were formed. Most of the beliefs that were formed in your subconscious mind were formed in the first 7 years of your life, okay? So what that means is that most of the beliefs in your subconscious mind aren't even yours. They are your parents or the people who raised you. So it's like when you have thoughts, even if they're not from other people, even if they're your own, ask yourself if consciously you actually believe in them, because a lot of the time you don't. So say, for example, I was raised hearing this all the time. Money doesn't grow on trees, Kahu. And it's like, yes, maybe in that specific environment, money wasn't growing on trees. And I know it wasn't. But it's like, if you look at like Elon Musk, do you think he says that stuff? Do you think he thinks that stuff? No. If you think of like Oprah Winfrey, do you think she's sitting out here going like, oh, money doesn't grow on trees, we better cut costs, let's better hold back. Like, no. Be mindful of the thoughts that you are thinking, because that will literally become your reality. Scarcity leaks in everywhere, and you have to catch that so that it doesn't affect your business, so that it doesn't affect your mindset, and it doesn't stop you from taking action. I know how hard it is, and sometimes it's actually easier when you have a coach or a mentor who can actually reflect that, because I myself, as sometimes like say things and I'm just chatting to my mentor and she's like, Kahu, that's scarcity. And I'm like, what? No, that's just me being realistic. She's like, no, that's literally your fears turning into a reality. So it's like being mindful of whatever things you are thinking. If you have negative thoughts, jot them down in a journal, and at the end of the day, like throughout the day, so even if it's your notes app, just jot the negative thoughts you have down. At the end of the day, journal them out to figure out what the actual root cause of that belief is and start healing that, because that is going to interfere you like 100%. It's going to stop you from reaching the level that you want to reach, okay? The next thing I wanted to chat about when it comes to your mindset in business is actually trusting yourself and the universe that it will show up for you if you are a match for this income. Like if you are a match for $10,000 a month, it will show up for you. If you have scarcity leaking in everywhere, if you're not being consistent, if you're letting other people's thoughts and beliefs stop you from taking action, you're not going to hit it, okay? That's just how it works. It's like you can't expect to be making bank but not be doing the things that someone who would be making bank does, right? Like, it's not a free ride. There are no free lunches. Like, you actually have to do the things in order to achieve that. So trusting yourself and actually believing in the desires you have and thinking that that actually is real. Like, I want you to stop saying like, oh, only if I could blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Change that and go when I blah 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 I'm gonna blah blah blah. Like when you can stop entertaining this frequency of like, maybe, what if, maybe this is going to become true. It's like, no, this is your reality. This is it. And it's only a matter of time before it becomes true. So many people get stuck in this energy of like, they have these big dreams, but they don't really believe in themselves. And it's like, if you want to hit 10K a month, you will hit 10K a month when you believe in yourself, when you show up for yourself, when you have the right mindset, and when you have the right strategy. Okay? So that's what I'm going to share on the mindset stuff. There are a few other things, but like, I want this to be a short and snappy episode where you can just like come to and it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So that's the mindset kind of stuff. You need to shift from a frequency of like worry and fear and anxiety and like cutting corners and cutting costs and like letting other people's thoughts interfere what you're doing. Like, if you want something, do it. One day we're all going to die. And it's like, are you going to die knowing that you did your best and you gave it your best shot? Or are you going to die knowing that like you lived most of your life in fear? Like, fear of failure. It's like, at the end of the day, we all die. What even is failure? I literally do not believe in failure. And when people talk about failure, I'm like, what are you even on about? Like, failure is just a mindset. Anything that I've gone through that someone would call failure, I just call it a lesson. It's like, okay, cool. Not going to do that again. Failure doesn't exist. It's just a lesson, okay? And that's another mindset part of 10K months. It's like, failure is, it's bull. It just doesn't make sense, okay? So now that we've chatted about the mindset stuff, I want to chat about the strategy stuff, because this is just as important. I know that it's 80% mindset and it's 20% strategy, but you still have to have both. You can't just have one or the other. You have to have the strategy. You have to have the mindset in order to achieve this. So I'm going to chat about the strategy now. So when it comes to business, obviously the way to make money is by selling something. So what are you selling? So I want to ask you this question, like, what things are you selling? Do you have an offer suite? So an offer suite is like different combinations of different things that you are offering people to purchase. So say, for example, if you were selling I'm just going to bring my calculator out so that I can actually share with you an example. Say, for example, you were selling, I'm just going to make one up, like a blanket that was $40 and now let's make it $50, okay? So if, say you're selling a blanket for $50, and let's say that it costs you, I'm going to just divide it by three, because I've got a few friends in the product-based businesses, and they said that they do it, like, their cost times three is what they sell it for. So $16, that costs you $16 to make, which means that 50 minus 16 is 34. You're making a $34 profit per blanket that you're selling, right? Okay, so at $34, you need to be selling $10,000 divided by 34. You need to be selling almost 300 blankets every month in order to make 10K like in profit. Say we were just doing 10K revenue. Let's do $10,000 divided by 50 is 200. You'd need to sell 200 blankets. Is this something you could do month on month? Or it's like, can you have an offer suite where people can actually add things into that so that you can reach that faster and easier? So say, for example, you're selling a blanket, but then you're also selling, what's something else that goes with blanket? Like a sheet, I don't know, whatever your business is. Say you've got other things that people can add to the order so that it's easier. So maybe the blanket wasn't the best example, but say toothbrushes. You're really unlikely to like buy six toothbrushes, because why do you need six toothbrushes? Like, you only really need one. But if the business was selling toothbrushes and a toothbrush holder and some toothpaste and maybe like a sanitizer for your toothbrush, yeah, I would probably buy five products from there, but I'm not going to buy five toothbrushes. So it's like, what offer suite do you have that allows people to buy what they need and buy, like, spend money? Like, that's what you want people to do. You want people to spend money. So if you're like in that product-based business side of things, like, what ways can people actually support your business in a way in which they're being served? Because people, like, here's a mindset thing about business. People don't care about you. And it's harsh, but it's like, nobody nobody is actually going to spend their money because they're like, oh, this is cute. I just want to really support this business. Like, yes, there are some people who do that. And I've had people who do that in my business. And like, I'm so, so grateful. But honestly, it's like, as in terms of a long-term strategy, you cannot like build a business off of people like feeling sorry for you or people going like, oh, that's cute. I want to support the business. It's like, you actually need to serve people. So how are you going to serve people? You're going to serve people by creating an offer suite that actually solves problems. So whatever business you have, how are you going to solve problems for your customers, for your consumers? So do you have like a low ticket item, a medium ticket, a high ticket, and a combination of those where people can purchase those and people can use those products, services, whatever, to actually make their life better? People win in business when they actually transform people's lives. People repurchase from the same business when they've had a positive experience. So I want you to think about the strategy you're using to make your business. Like, do you have one product and you're just like hoping for the best? Or do you actually have products, a range of things that are helping people to achieve the transformation, the goals and desires that they want? Okay. That's what I'm going to say about that type of strategy. The next kind of strategy side of things is like actually showing up and actually being consistent and disciplined. So many people I know in business, they're scared. They're like, oh my gosh, how do you show up on social media? Like, I'm so shy. I'm so scared. It's like, if you actually believe in your products, if you actually believe that you're here to help people, why are you shy? Because actually you're doing more of a disservice to people by not showing up online, by not selling your products and services. Because if you genuinely believe that your products and services help transform people's lives, do you not want to transform more people's lives? I know that you care about people. That's why you started your business. I really believe that if you start a business just to make money, like, you don't really make money. And I've done it in the past before. I started a business when I was a teenager and I literally just wanted to make money and it failed because that is not a reason to start a business. If you get into business just to make money, it's probably not going to work. If you get into business to help people, then the more people you help, a natural byproduct of that is making more money. So showing up consistently and being disciplined, even when you don't feel like it, is the strategy side of things. Like, do not tell me that you want to make $10,000 a month, but that you slack off for half the month and that you don't show up and that you haven't made a post in 20 days. And it's like, come on, like, if you actually want this, show up for it. I shouldn't be like needing to motivate you to be able to like do these things. Like, if you really want it, you should be able to motivate yourself. Like, what is the cost of you not achieving it? And I actually want you to create a note in your phone or on like a piece of paper. What is the cost of you not achieving your goals? So I know a lot of people have kids and kids are their big motivators. And it's like, if I don't show up, if I do not hit $10,000 a month, I won't be able to, I don't know, take my kid to Disneyland, or I won't be able to send my kid to a private school, or whatever motivates you. I don't know about kids or whatever, because I don't have kids. But like, for me, it's like, I actually want, so this is funny. My huge goal is to grow this business like so much that I can actually support and invest in other Pākehi Māori so that I can actually like have funding to support these people. I would love to have scholarships for like new up and coming business owners because I just love business so much and it's transformed my life and I want to watch it transform other people's lives. I would love, like, not only for Māori, I want to help internationally. I want to help Māori, Pacifica. I want to help Indigenous people across the globe. And I want to be able to have so much money that I can actually, you know, like, what's that show called? Is it like the Sharks? Oh, what's it called? I wish I knew. It's like this Shark TV show. I don't know if anyone's heard of this. And they basically have like people applying for investments into their companies. I really want to know what this is called because everyone's going to be like, what are you talking about, Kahu? Shark, and I'm just Googling it now for us. Shark Investment Show TV. What's it called? Shark Tank, that's what it is. So like people have like pitches and they try and get like funding from it. I would love to be able to do an Indigenous version of this where we have like, I want to build this business where I have so much money that I can do those things. And it's like, that keeps me going. It's like, I love this. I want to help as many people as I can to get into business. So I want to grow this business so much to the point where I can do things like that. Like, that's amazing to me. All right. And so I don't need to be motivated because it's like, I know what I'm working for, and I'm not going to stop until I achieve that. And so find your thing, find your why, find what's going to get you up in the morning, and write out a notes list of what you are going to miss out on if you don't do it, and read that when you don't feel like doing it. Read it over and over again, because when you decide to, I don't know, sleep in, or when you decide to not get up for mahi and not do the work required, you're choosing to sacrifice whatever's on that list. So write that list and stick it on your fridge. Stick it in front of your bed or wherever you can that you see it every day. Put it next to your light switch so that you can see it and you can know that when you choose not to do something, you're choosing to sacrifice that. I hope this episode helped you. Because I wish I heard this when I was starting out in business. But these are some of the things that I just want you to start thinking about. If you have any questions, please send me a message on Instagram at multimillionaire with one underscore. Be careful. There are so many scammers out there. No, I don't sell a crypto course. I don't even do crypto. Don't even really know anything about it. So be mindful about that. But send me a message on Instagram if you have any questions or any podcast requests. Or if you want to learn more about Brown Business Besties, I'm going to have all of the information for this in the description below. But Brown Business Besties is like, literally, if you want to scale to 10k months, if you want to scale to 15k, 20k, if you want to just scale your business and you want to become your highest version of yourself, even if you haven't started in business, but you're wanting to get, you want to start your business, but maybe you've got a lot of confidence issues, whatever it is, Brown Business Besties is the place for you. This is the space where I don't allow excuses. I'm here to help you and coach you, to support you to reach the goals that you have in life, because I believe in you and I want you to, I like literally want to see you win. I want to see as many Pākehi Māori. And also, here's the other thing, you don't have to be Māori to be in this. If you're Pacifica, if you're literally not, if you're Pākehi, no mai haere mai. If you can vibe with us, you can vibe with us. I just want to see more people being able to start businesses, to being able to reach the goals that they have for their life, because I see so many people not being able to do that, and I want to be part of the solution and being able to change this. So if you're interested, have a look in the description below. Send me a message on Instagram. Just send me community on Instagram and I will be able to send you some more details about this. But oh, I'm just literally so excited. We start very soon for Brown Business Besties, and this is just the place to be if you really want to achieve the goals that you have in your life. Like, I'm here for you. I want to see you thrive. I cannot wait. If you have any questions, send me a message. Otherwise, I cannot wait to hear from you, and I will chat to you all later. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, I will chat to you all next week. Ka kite!